堂听 class.com。
Twins, genes, and environment. Heredity or environment? Which is stronger? The potentials which a person is born with determine in some way what he will do in life. Therefore, heredity is fate, a kind of predestination. However, genes do not work in a vacuum. As soon as we begin considering the role that they play in the development of the individual,We see that there can be no development without the interacting environment. No characteristic is caused exclusively by either environment or genes. The relative effects of heredity and environment are most clearly observable in identical twins. Most identical twins are raised together and are remarkable alike in both appearance and behavior. These cases demonstrate that individuals with the same genes, when raised in the same environment,will respond to it in much the same way. They do not indicate what would happen if these identical individuals were raised separately. A number of studies have been made of identical twins raised apart.
Using speech as a means of conveying only facts and information. We can also see how a man's responses might lead to an argument. Unclear and unloving communication is the biggest problem in relationships. The number one complaint,women have in relationships is, I don't feel heard. Even this complaint is misunderstood and misinterpreted. A man's literal translation.
In a study of 19 sets of twins who had been separated from birth, investigators found that in approximately two-thirds of the sets, there were no more significant differences than existed among unseparated pairs of twins. This strongly suggests the power of genes and the limitation of the effect of environment.However, it must be remembered that, although the identical twins who were studied lived in different families far removed from each other, the environments in those families were not, on the whole, substantially different.
I saw in her moon-shaped eyes make me burst into tears. I had held back for so long. I explained to her the fear I had of going to school. Learning English is not impossible, my mother said.She cheerfully suggested that the two of us work together to learn the language at home with books. The confidence and determination my mother had were admirable because English was as new to her.
They did not meet again until they were 28 years old. Helen had been adopted twice. Her first foster parents had proved to be unstable, and Helen had been returned to the orphanage after a couple of years. After several months, she was again adopted by a farmer and his wife who lived in southeastern Michigan.This was her home for the next 25 years. Her second foster mother, though she had had few educational advantages herself, was determined that Helen should receive a good education. Helen eventually graduated from college, taught school for 12 years, married at 26, and had a daughter. Gladys was adopted by a Canadian railroad conductor and his wife. When she was in the third grade, the family moved to a rather isolated part of the Canadian Rockies, where there were no schools,and Gladys's formal education came to an end and was not resumed until the family moved to Ontario. She stayed at home and did housework until she was 17 and then went to work in a knitting mill. She went to Detroit at 19, got a job, and married when she was 21. Helen had been healthier than Gladys in childhood and adulthood, but other than that, their environments had been very similar except for their educations.Their weight, height, hair color, and teeth were very similar. The differences that distinguished them were obviously associated with the different social lives they had led. Helen was confident, graceful, made the most of her personal appearance, and showed considerable polish and ease in social relationships. Gladys was shy, self-conscious, quiet, and without charming or graceful manners. A scientist who studied them remarked, "As an advertisement for a college education,The contrast between these two twins should be quite effective. Considering the nature of their environmental experiences, the differences in Helen and Gladys are not surprising. Since psychological traits depend so much upon experience, it is to be expected that they will reflect it. On the other hand, traits that are not liable to be influenced by the environment are more likely to exhibit a high degree of similarity in identical twins. Important as they are,Genes alone are never absolutely responsible for any trait. What we can do is set by the genes, but what we actually do is largely determined by the environment.